This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Vaccinations are helping bring Colorado's COVID-19 case numbers. Hundreds are still hospitalized, and most of them are unvaccinated. And as CPR health reporter John Daly reports, frontline healthcare providers are pleading with residents to be safe.
Roughly 500 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 in Colorado. That's down from a few weeks ago and far lower than the fall peak, but well above other points during the pandemic. And now vaccines can prevent nearly all of those cases. Doctors like Sandeep Vijan from Parkview Medical Center in Pueblo says as the pandemic grinds on, it's taking its toll on frontline providers.
We are tired. We've been doing this for a year. We are emotionally tired, tired of seeing people die. We are physically tired.
An analysis by one hospital system found roughly 95% of hospitalized coronavirus patients are unvaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Hotels are filling rooms again in Denver, though it will still be years until things are back to pre-pandemic days. Carter Wilson with STR, a hotel consulting firm, says 60% of Denver rooms are filled, and leisure travel is driving it.
Thank goodness for the leisure demand right now, but when you have it downtown Denver that really rely on kind of that convention demand, that's still real soft.
But Greg Leonard, who runs the Hyatt Regency by the Convention Center, is more optimistic. Getting baseball's All-Star Game helps.
Yeah, the summer is going to be strong.
He still thinks it will take years for roommates and profits to return to normal. Early childhood education funding would get a major boost under a bill moving through the Colorado State Legislature. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The bill appropriates $8 million this year and $92 million next year. It would provide childcare stipends to parents returning to work post-pandemic. It would also award matching grants to employers to retrofit and develop new childcare facilities at the workplace. Colorado is facing a critical shortage of early care educators. The bill would create and fund programs to recruit and retain early educators. And it includes money for mental health wellness in the sector. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It'll be a sunny day across most of Colorado today, 47 in Denver right now with a high of 72. This is CPR News.